Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Charles?
This is.
Oh, hi, Charles. My name is Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Good, good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Happy Monday, right?
That's right.
I was going to say we survived the weekend, so that's a good thing. So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any mm-hmm. questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works?
She kind of explained that, yes. Just kind of right now, just pricing and then kind of go from there, whether, you know, how it would work best for me.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, the nice thing regarding the pricing is it's so affordable because everything's set at just a flat rate month-to-month of $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that would include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also we'll program you into some of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So a lot of people don't realize, but that's a different search result completely. So once we program CNA land improvements into the mobile platform, now you're going to become available from all of the searches conducted, from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on, okay? And the main benefit is definitely within the exclusivity, you know, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you, we're actually going to block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Yeah.
Yep, without a doubt, because that will maximize the jobs that come to you exclusively, you know. I do have a question, though. I know that the land improvements is the newer division of your company. Do you have a website or a business Facebook or anything set up for that yet?
I just have a business Facebook. I think it's a business Facebook. It's a separate Facebook, and it's connected to mine. I switch over. But it's, I think I got to set up like a business Facebook. I don't know enough about it.
Okay. If it's set up.
I got to do something different.
No, if it's set up, we'll verify for you that that's an actual business Facebook. If not, we can help you get one up and running. Because the reason I even ask you about that, Charles, is because we're a premier partner to Google. Google allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's really cool how it works. You know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook news feed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they are searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then of course, next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there will be an ad for CNA, you know, land improvements popping up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll also get a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see how many new clients you receive from Google, how many new clients you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. So that way everything is very transparent. Okay. And being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah, I might be talking to my wife, but you can, like, it's not a contract.
Exactly. That's what I mean by month to month. We're a performance-based company, so we allow you to try the program, track the actual revenue that you're receiving, and kind of pay as you go. You know, if for any reason you ever decided to cancel, you can do that. There isn't a cancellation fee, but I'm confident that you won't cancel because I've been doing this for 13 years, and nobody cancels on profit, and I don't think that you will either. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's kind of like that old saying, if you spend a dollar and you get 10 back, then you're going to want to spend that dollar every single time. You know? Absolutely. So let me ask you, though, because I'm married, too, and I wouldn't want you to do anything unless, you know, both you and your wife were 100% comfortable. So is it the program that you're wanting to discuss with her, or is it the pricing, or, I mean, what are your thoughts there?
Just a little bit of both, but a couple of questions.
Yes.
Okay. Now you said the $299 a month.
Mm-hmm.
What all would that include on what you were talking about? I mean.
Okay. So I'll verbally tell you again what it includes, but I also will send you a text message right now that has a link to our pricing page on it. Don't fall off your chair when you get this, because the Platinum package, which is what you need, sells on our website for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. The reason I have better pricing is, number one, the position just became available and we're filling it today, but also I qualified you for our new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing. So should you decide to move forward, you're going to get everything within the Platinum package, but you're only paying $299 monthly, okay? And you'll be grandfathered into that rate where it never goes up for you. So it won't matter if you start out slow and take on, you know, five clients within a month, or if you grow your business and you have several crews, you know, a year from now, and you take on 50 or 60 clients within the month. The nice thing about this is that you're still paying that same flat rate. Okay. Now, did you get that text message that I sent you? It should say localsplash.com/pricing. Yes, okay. So if you click on the link, that's going to open a page that says take control of your online presence.
Mm-hmm.
So once you see that, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see two different sets of pricing. The first one says Premier SEO Packages. You don't need any of that. That's for the big corporations that have, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month. But if you bypass that section and look at the next one that says Platinum SEO Packages, because you're so new, you absolutely need the Platinum package here. And again, should you decide to move forward, you would get an email that says terms and conditions, and it would show you that you're getting everything in the Platinum package, but you're only paying the essential package price. Okay. And then if you scroll down a little bit more, just in case you wanted to know a little bit more about who we are and the statistics behind our services, we're an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We've been in business for 20 years. We're one of the very few companies that's been hand-selected by Google to have a premier partnership. And what that means is that Google actually has a support staff on site for us. So the nice thing for you as a business owner is that when you work with a premier partner, you'll also have that extra support staff available for your business. Okay, so now that you know a little bit more about who we are and the statistics behind our services, I'm sure it makes you a whole lot more comfortable to at least try it for a month or two, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah, okay, I'm just reading over this. I mean, it says lead generation, don't hear it?
Lead generation, what that's for is if you have a website through us, because we also build Google compliant sites, we put a contact form on the site, And then most people, when they see you on the first page, they're going to call you, you know, or click to call you if they're on a cell phone where they're not even going to have to fill out that form. But there will be some occurrences where they look you up and they can't call you right that second because perhaps they're at work or with family. So they can plug their information into that form and you would get notified that there's a lead coming through your site. And because the lead is a part of the Google page, it's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. And that's one thing I wanted to try to see if I could help you out with. I don't know if Tara explained this to you, but we do build the Google compliant websites and they charge an extra $400 to put them together. But what I'm thinking is since we're moving forward and filling this position today, and since you currently don't have a site, I can explain your situation to my director and see if there's any way that they would allow me to also include the site for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. Because I figure, you know, we're in a brand new year of 2025, and you're probably going to eventually need the site anyway. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I mean, in order to do that, I'd have to send out the request, and of course I'd get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I got the approval to get everything going for $398 out the door, including the site, can we move forward?
Hold on. Can I put you on hold just a minute?
Of course you can. I'll wait for you.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, hi, Charles.
Hey, sorry about that.
But with that,
I'm trying to explain it to her a little bit.
Oh, yep. Yeah, you know what? I always say behind every good man, there's a good lady, so I absolutely want to get her.
She's the one who has to pay the bills.
I like her even more. That's great. That's awesome. So, I mean, based on your conversation, does it sound like something that you're wanting to give a try?
Yeah, I'll probably be willing to give it a try. Yeah, but if you could see about the website.
Absolutely. Now, question.
Yeah.
If I get that approved, do you have a logo or any photos of your work or before and afters or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Because if not,
we
could use stock photos, but I like it when people have their own content.
We have a logo and we have before and after. We post stuff on our page that we created.
Perfect.
Doing on my regular Facebook page, but now hold on one second.
Uh-huh.
Is that a, I mean, is that a business page that I did for the Facebook? Is business? Okay, yes. She said it is. I don't know, but it's tied with my personal Facebook. It's just like one that comes off of it. I have another one that is my real estate page also.
Oh, I found it. I found the one for the CNA land improvements. Okay, good. Yeah, you know what? If you set that up or if your wife set that up, whoever did that, you did it absolutely perfect, because even when we set up a business Facebook for a client, we'll have them link it together with their personal page, because that way when people start messaging you off of the Facebook ads, it ensures that those messages come back to you. You know what I mean? So that was perfect that you linked it together with your personal page, but I found it. So let me just put this in the notes here. And then I sent out the request while you were talking, Charles. So typically I'll hear back. We work on a GChat system throughout the office. I'll typically get a response within like 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So while I wait on his response, okay, I just want to verify your information. So what is your last name?
Okay. Marshall.
And is your wife the A in the CNA?
She is.
Oh, that's cool. What's her name?
Amy.
Amy. Okay. My daughter is Angel and her husband is Andrew. So they named all of their kids with A names, but they don't have an Amy yet. So I'll have to tell them to keep that on the hopper if they get another girl. And then, what's your email address? I'll send you a confirmation email once they get the approval on the site.
That's C Marshall Augusta at gmail.com.
Perfect. I just saw that on your Facebook right after I asked, so I'm just going to copy it. cmarshallaugusta@gmail.com. And then is this the phone number you'd like to promote for your business?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through the main phone number?
I can give her number.
Okay.
What do you mean, like for a second?
So usually, let's say that the technicians hear back from Google that they need something from you and they reach out to you. And just in case you're out in the field and, you know, you can't take it, is there a secondary line that we could also maybe send a text message?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what number is that?
706-831-3808.
3808. Okay, perfect. And then... good. Okay, so that's stuck. And then for the listing itself, do you want it to show as C&A Land Improvements, or would I put in Inc. or LLC, anything like that? What's your thoughts there? I recommend
then just do a C&A Land Improvements, because that's the name of this company. It just falls under my LLC.
That's okay. If it's under the same LLC with the investments, that's fine. But my main thing is that when people see you on the first page of Google, they're more concerned that you're local and you're credible and you can get the job done, whether than if there's an Inc. or an LLC. But every now and then I get, you know, someone that's insistent, oh, I have an incorporation and I have to have it on there. That's fine. It's a preference. But like I said, I think more people would, you know, be more prone to hire you without it on there. I like it when things show is simple, you know?
I got you.
So is the 319 Calico Way, is that also the business address for the land improvement side?
It is.
Okay, perfect. And then give me a second here because my light is blinking, so that means that they're responding. Oh, excellent. Okay, he gave me a promo code to put the site in, and he said to wish you a very profitable year. So give me 1 second here because I have to activate this so that I can add the site. And then I can secure the position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
My credit card.
Okay. And does it have your name displayed or the business name or both?
Both.
Okay. Any middle name or initial for you or just Charles Marshall?
Hold on, let me grab it real quick. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it just got Charles A. Marshall.
Charles A. Marshall. Okay.
It's under CNA Flippin Investments.
CNA Flippin Investments. Okay.
Correct.
And then is the Calico Way also the billing address, or is it a PO box or a different address for billing?
Same, the 319.
Perfect. Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
5528.
Okay.
6965.
Okay.
5811.
Got it.
4960.
4960. And expiration?
1027.
Okay. And the code?
012.
012. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you tomorrow, and they will go over the keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. Now, some of this voice recording is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
C&A Land Improvements.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Charles Marshall, owner, operator.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, January 6th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the sixth day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I'm looking at the calendar for my technician to call you tomorrow. Now, that's going to take about 20, maybe 30 minutes max. What looks good for you, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what I have open.
I'm trying to think. Tomorrow I got to do some running around.
Mm-hmm.
I know afternoons could be better.
Okay. Well, let me throw some times at you, and you can tell me. I can
okay.
do it at, we have a 1 o'clock, a 3 mm-hmm. o'clock, or a 6 p.m.
Yeah, and all of those will kind of just mess with a couple of other appointments. How about Wednesday?
Wednesday, yep. Unless, let me see here, would 2 work? I think I could get you in at 2. If not, we'll see Wednesday. Sounds
you
like
about 20 busy. Minutes?
Yep, 20, maybe 30 minutes max.
2. Oh, okay. So you said that 1 appointment was 12:45?
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, 12:45. I'm trying to think. Yeah, just do 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Okay. Yeah. And if you answer the phone and start that and then something comes up where you have to run, you just let them know and they can schedule to kind of pick up and finish it on Wednesday. But that way, at least you get the ball rolling, so to speak, you know. And lastly, I gave you that special pricing that's not available to the general public. So I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature. And like I said, that will grandfather you into that pricing and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Not yet.
Okay.
A text or email?
It came, well, there's an email that says your initial invoice that has the same link, but the text will say thank you for choosing Local Splash. So let me just see if for some reason, oh, it says sent successfully. So check the email then and see if you have that one.
Okay, I got Local Splash on the email. Okay, it has the deal. Okay, what do you click on?
Click on where it says, there's a little blue link that says click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So then once you open that, it'll bring you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. All you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom. There's two boxes that you have to check. One to show that you receive text messages. The second to show that you are authorized. Once you check those two boxes and plug your name in and please include the middle initial and hit confirm signature, your sign that it goes through is if it asks you for a username and password. Okay, that will tell you that it went through successfully. Now, you don't have to worry about the username and password right now because that's already in your welcome email that you'll get in a moment. But my main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
Okay, username. On my user, do I put just a username?
Oh, nope. If you see that, that's your sign that the e-signature went through. But the username, okay. Just so you know, Charles, it's usually your 10-digit phone number with no spaces or dashes.
Phone number, okay.
Yep, and then they're going to send you in that welcome email a temporary password to allow you in. Once you get in, you can change the password to whatever you like, okay? Now, you're going to get a third email that says action needed pictures for Google verification. So what that is Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So it's going to have like 7 suggestions. It'll say, do you have a business license? Do you have a business insurance, a registration, or an invoice with your address, or a work vehicle with tools? You don't have to send all 7 items. Just send over whatever you can, because that will help us get you verified with Google and solidify that you're a valid business in the area, okay?
Gotcha.
Yeah, sometimes people get hung up on it because they're like,
I don't... That's on one of the emails you sent me.
Yep, it's in the email that says pictures needed for Google verification. Or, yep, it says action needed. That already was sent to you. So if you refresh your inbox, you'll see that. But, again, you don't have to send all 7. Just send over whatever you can. And then other than that, you're all good to go for tomorrow. So my technician will be calling you tomorrow around 2 o'clock. And then what I did is I booked out the entire hour from 2 to 3 o'clock Eastern. And that's just in case their prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 2:05. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right. So welcome aboard. I'm so glad that it worked out. I know that you're absolutely going to love this. So have a very profitable year too. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Charles. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.